Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Just a touch after 8:30, of course, and the reason why we are here this weekend, South Africa's Jaden Schaper is chasing a childhood dream as he heads into Sunday's final round of the Nedbank Golf Challenge, just five shots off the lead of Norway's Christopher Reiten. Now, the 24-year-old who is making his debut in this tournament will start today's final round on 12 under par following his third round of 66. He'll tee off in the final group alongside the leader Reiten on 17 under par, who had an eventful end to his third round of 67. Man, Lucky, wouldn't it be great to have a South African win it?
Yeah, listen, somebody said that yesterday as well. They said it would be really nice to see SA bring it back. Yeah.
And like they say, this is Sun City. Anything can happen here on the final day. Denmark's Rasmus Nørgaard Petersen made a late surge to card a 5-under-66 and take the lead on day three at the Royal Melbourne yesterday, while Rory McIlroy overcame an early error to grab two consecutive birdies and stay in the hunt at the Australian Open. Now, in rugby, the Sharks are having to start thinking about life beyond one of their Springbok scrum-offs. According to report, Grant Williams is expected to continue his career overseas after his contract expires in June next year. It's a major shift for Durban's backline planning given that Williams has been a fixture at Kings Park since 2018. But his pending departure opens a crucial door for Jaden Hendricks. Now, the 25-year-old has endured a frustrating season on the test sidelines, having last played for the Bucks in November 2024. With Williams leaving, Hendricks finally gets a clear runway to reclaim momentum in his career and re-enter national contention. In live cricket action, the Ashes continue, although they are on a drinks break at the moment. As things stand, England are currently leading by 16 runs. Stokes and Jacks are at the crease and they are on 193 for 6. In quick fire results you may have missed from yesterday, the Vodacom Bulls went down 46-33 to Bordeaux Begley, while the Lions lost 26-18 to Benetton in the EPCR Challenge Cup. The Blitzbox continued their fine form after they ended day one of the Cape Town Sevens unbeaten. In football, Orlando Pirates closed out 2025 with a cup double. After dominating the cup competitions in recent times, winning the MTN 8-4 years in a row and claiming back-to-back Nedbank titles, although they've only lifted the Carling Knockout Trophy once in 2011, they ended up grabbing it yesterday. And in the Premier League, Bournemouth and Chelsea played to a nil-all draw. Everton thrashed Nottingham Forest 3-0. Liverpool drew